Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to this week's episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. I want to go ahead in this episode, I want to cover some things that I've been wanting to cover for a while. And what I'm talking about is really important must-have accessories for your camera bag. Now, the reason I came to this topic for this week's episode is because I was actually cleaning out my camera bag, cleaning out my camera chest, as you would say. It's like a big tub that I have all of my camera stuff in. It makes it easy to carry around if you ever need to go to a different location and take all of your stuff. It's basically just a large trunk. And so I was cleaning that out and trying to get some of my stuff a little bit organized. And I noticed that I have some of these accessories in this separate bag. And I keep them with me all the time. I keep them in my car. I keep them, some in my camera bag, some of them take out of my camera bag, but I find myself using them more and more nowadays. And I wanted to cover some of those accessories, at least six of them, in this week's episode. So some of these are going to be kind of smaller accessories. Some of these are actually going to be kind of pricey ones. As a matter of fact, the first accessory I'm going to talk about is actually a pricey one. But I'm going to give reasons why I really think it's important to keep these accessories in your camera bags at all times. So let's go ahead and talk about the first one. The first one I'm going to talk about is the Kinko extension tubes. Now, if you're not sure what exactly extension tubes are, what extension tubes are is a kind of a hollow piece of a plastic or metal, depending on what kind you buy. And what it does is attach to your camera before you put the lens on. So you have your camera, you put these extension tubes where your camera lens goes, and then you put your camera lens on the other side of these extension tubes. And what this does is kind of make a fake, or not really fake, actually. It's actually a pretty good solution, but it turns your camera lens into a macro lens. And so if you're kind of wanting to get into that macro world, and you don't really want to shell out the money to buy a traditional macro lens, getting some of these extension tubes will kind of get you started in the right place. Now, the reason I have these in my camera bag, and the reason I was glad I had these in my camera bag, actually, is because I was going to a job and I didn't know exactly what I was going to be shooting. I thought it was going to be a lot of wide angle shots. I thought it was going to be a lot of just, you know, interior shots, because mainly what I do is real estate stuff. But it was for a business, so I was kind of thrown for a loop when I got in there. And one of the things they wanted me to do is get a really nice close-up shot of kind of this printing plate. And so my camera lens that I had, it was a wide-angle lens, and the only other camera lens I believe I had was a little nifty 50, the 50mm lens, and that doesn't really take that close-up of shots. So I really had two options. I could take as close a shot as I can get to this little printing plate, and then just crop in when I get back to the computer in post. Or I could try these extension tubes. And I had these extension tubes in my bag. I'm really glad I did, because I put them on my camera. I put my lens on there. And I was able to get a really, really awesome killer shot, a really awesome macro shot of this printing plate, and it really just saved the whole shoot for me having those extension tubes. So I haven't used them since, but I always keep them in my camera bag, because you never know when I'm going to be able to, when I'm going to need them. And, you know, if ever I'm ever walking around or going for a walk or something like that, have my camera with me, I can always take those extension tubes out and do some macro photography. So if you're really wanting to get into the macro photography world, getting these extension tubes is way cheaper than getting a macro lens. And you might find, once you get them and start playing with them, that you're not really, that you think macro photography is really kind of cool, but you don't really want to go into it as much as you thought you were. So you kind of saved a little bit of money. Instead of buying a macro lens, you just bought these macro extension tubes. So again, these are the Kinko brand. If you want to visit the podcast episode, the show notes for this episode, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes of this podcast, and you can click there, and I'm going to have links to all of the stuff that I talk about in this episode. So if you want to go and find them on Amazon, you can click there and you'll be able to find them there. All right, so the next few accessories I'm going to talk about are actually fairly cheap, fairly inexpensive accessories, but they're very important. Again, I have these in my camera bag at all times, and I carry them around with me at all times. And so the first one I'm talking about here is the Hansky aluminum water-resistant memory card carrying case. Now, a lot of people don't have memory card carrying cases. A lot of them have maybe like a little bag. They might throw their memory cards in if you have multiple camera memory cards, multiple SD cards. I found myself kind of doing the same thing when I first started buying a bunch more memory cards, is just kind of keeping them in those little plastic cases that they come with. But then I ended up losing the plastic cases, and I just threw them in my camera, and then I had them laying out all over my desk. But I bought this aluminum water-resistant memory card carrying case, and it has really helped out because it's a bright red color, so you're really not going to misplace that. Kind of stands out from all of the black accessories, black camera gear that you might have. And it holds standard SD cards as well as the micro SD cards underneath it. So if you do happen to have the SD card set up in your cameras, and you also have maybe a drone or a GoPro or something that uses the micro SD cards, you can store both of them there. Again, these are cheaper accessories, but I find myself needing these at all times. So if you have more than one memory card, and then most likely every photographer does, go ahead and get one of these memory carrying cases. I like this one again because it's red, it's aluminum, it's not plastic. It's not like a little vinyl folder with plastic sleeves. It's an actual quality carrying case, and I really, really enjoy it. All right, so the next accessory I'm going to talk about is actually what's called a rocket air blaster. Now, a lot of people have probably seen these, and it's like a little rocket-looking blower that is like a hand-press blower, and it's meant for blowing off dust and debris from your camera equipment. And again, this is one of those accessories that I keep in my bags all the times because I find myself being very, very careless with some of my gear, and I find that, you know, dust will fly up in the camera lens. Really hard to get out some of those little dust particles there. Maybe if I'm screwing on my lens, at one point I was screwing on my lens and it had that kind of grinding sound. So there's like sand or some small piece of particle that's grinding on that metal strip where I was putting my camera lens on. And so I took that air blaster, blasted all over the place, trying to get rid of some of that debris that was there. And then it went on perfectly smooth after that. So it's just one of those little small accessories that you can just throw in the outside pouch of your camera bag. And if you ever need to just get rid of some dust or something like that might be on your lens, even inside of your camera where your sensor is, if you want to blow off some of the dust that's maybe on the mirror of your DSLR, that's a good way to do it as well. So I always keep that with me at all times. All right, next is one of my favorite accessories, and I probably have six of these laying around my desk, in my camera bag, in my camera tote as well, and that is the camera hot shoe mount. And what these do is actually, if you have your hot shoe and you don't really ever use your hot shoe, if you don't use flash a lot, this hot shoe mount is a great way of attaching your phone, and this is one way of doing it, attaching your phone to the top of your camera. So you could actually go and get photos while you're going around taking photos. You can actually put your phone on the top of the camera in the hot shoe mount, and you can kind of get video as well. Or you can take a time lapse while you're taking photos, and it'll do two things at once. Now, this is just the mount piece, so this is technically one of those 1.5 screw sizes where it's a standard tripod mount. So pretty much anything that you can put on a tripod, you will be able to put and attach to the hot shoe of your camera. So, and actually, this is just, again, the mount part of it. But to do the phone part that I was talking about, you're going to need the next accessory, which is the Purima Universal Phone Tripod Mount. There's a bunch of different tripod mounts out there. This is the one that I have. And what you do is basically just screw this tripod mount, or the cell phone tripod mount, on top of your hot shoe mount that you just bought. And you screw it on top of there, attach your phone, and now you have your phone up there. There was a product a long time ago that unfortunately didn't go out of business, and it was called Trigger Trap. And what you would do is use your phone to do a lot of advanced features. You'd plug your phone directly into your camera, and you could do a lot of advanced features on your DSLR there. And so I would use my phone as the controller of it. So I would just put my phone on top of my camera, so it'd all be there all at once, and it's like a little setup there. Unfortunately, again, that camera company went out of business, or that accessory company went out of business, or else I would be talking about them. But again, you can see that kind of practicality of putting your phone or some other piece up there on top of that hot shoe. All right, so the last accessory I'm going to talk about, and this is for all of those of you who do a lot of video mainly. You can actually do this with photography as well, but if you do video mainly at all with your DSLR, you're probably going to want to get some sort of light source. And so if you really want to make it very portable, they have what is called a Selene's LED dimmable ultra high power panel, which is basically just an LED light panel that can attach to your hot shoe. And this is a great panel. It's got little LEDs in there. It'll light you up front on, and it'll attach to your hot shoe so you can point it directly at yourself, and you can do video, or you can turn it away, record people. You can actually attach it to an Osmo, for example. If you have an Osmo and going to do video recording, you can attach it there and have a little light set up. There's a lot of different ways of doing this little LED light panel. It's probably cool to have about four or five of these, honestly, because they're fairly cheap. But if you're just mainly doing a portable video setup, this is probably one of the ways to go. And again, I have this in my camera bag as well. All right, so those are just some of the accessories that I found. I'll probably find more, and I'll probably do another podcast on this topic if you guys enjoy that as well. So again, the links to all of the stuff that I talked about in this particular episode is in the show notes of the podcast. So go ahead and click on that link there, and you'll be able to see all the Amazon links. So if you heard something that you might be interested in, go check it out there. All right, guys. So one quick reminder for this week's podcast: on June 30th, that is the last day to submit your entries for the June Raw Edit Contest. If you want to check out the link to all of the stuff that, if you haven't heard of that before, if you want to check the link out to where you can download a cool RAW file to edit yourself and possibly win some surprises there, you can go ahead and download that link in the show notes of this episode as well. But basically, it's a way for you to edit a RAW file that's given to you, edit any way you want to, post it to the Sleek Lens Members Club page, and at the end of the month, we're going to draw a winner, and next month, we're going to do another one as well. So I've loved all the submissions so far. We've got tons more submissions that we had last month, so it's going to be a tough contest. It's going to be a tough run there for everybody, but I think it's going to be a fun one. So again, June 30th is the last day to submit your submissions for that contest, and on Monday, July 2nd, that's when we're going to announce the next one, and we're going to leave a link to the next RAW file to download as well and start editing. So it's all going to be a fun little contest, nice little monthly contest that we have going on there. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's episode. Make sure you visit sleeklens.com for all the fun stuff that we have there. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next podcast.